Part 3. Listen to Daniel's experiences of a concert he visited not too long ago. What can you say about the people at the concert? You will hear the information twice. For tasks A to E, write a letter A to H next to each person.
Daniel dragged himself home after a long night. His big toe hurt terribly. His thumb, too. And his little fingernail was torn. There was also a mysterious bruise on his neck. Where had it come from? The concert was amazing. By the second song, the crowd had already begun to spring wildly back and forth. Leo got a little bit carried away and landed on Daniel's foot. Then Daniel twisted his ankle and almost fell. Luckily, it didn't hurt too badly. And besides, the music was awesome. During his favourite song, the girl standing next to him pointed upwards with her finger, and Daniel lifted her up onto his shoulders so she could see the band. After the song was over, she thanked him with a kiss on the cheek. Daniel was in heaven. His friend Mark jumped up and down right next to him. So Daniel did not wonder when he stumbled and crashed into him. Mark fell against Daniel's hand quite heavily and managed to tear his little fingernail. The crowd were becoming more energetic and the music better and better. Suddenly, Daniel was lifted up by a person in the crowd and he crowd-surfed down to the front of the stage. Unbelievable. He collected bruises when he fell. But who cares? Not Daniel. Even when this muscle-packed giant next to him slapped him on his back just for fun, he smiled. They all felt like one big family. At the end of the night, everything ached, and Daniel was exhausted. He didn't mind the pain, because it was the best concert he'd ever been to. All he wanted to do now was go home and sleep. Daniel dragged himself home after a long night. His big toe hurt terribly. His thumb, too. And his little fingernail was torn. There was also a mysterious bruise on his neck. Where had it come from? The concert was amazing. By the second song, the crowd had already begun to spring wildly back and forth. Leo got a little bit carried away and landed on Daniel's foot. Then Daniel twisted his ankle and almost fell. Luckily, it didn't hurt too badly. And besides, the music was awesome. During his favourite song, the girl standing next to him pointed upwards with her finger, and Daniel lifted her up onto his shoulders so she could see the band. After the song was over, she thanked him with a kiss on the cheek. Daniel was in heaven. His friend Mark jumped up and down right next to him. So Daniel did not wonder when he stumbled and crashed into him. Mark fell against Daniel's hand quite heavily and managed to tear his little fingernail. The crowd were becoming more energetic and the music better and better. Suddenly, Daniel was lifted up by a person in the crowd and he crowd-surfed down to the front of the stage. Unbelievable. He collected bruises when he fell. But who cares? Not Daniel. Even when this muscle-packed giant next to him slapped him on his back just for fun, he smiled. They all felt like one big family. At the end of the night, everything ached, and Daniel was exhausted. He didn't mind the pain, because it was the best concert he'd ever been to. All he wanted to do now was go home and sleep.